This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour number three. You can join us. Tell us what you're thankful for. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Right now, I'm thankful that my fantasy football team is doing really well. And, Chris, you're doing all right at the moment.
I'm happy that I'm holding a projected lead. But yeah, it's gonna be touch and go for me. I always get nervous this time of year.
Yeah,
end of the regular season's coming out. Right now, I've got a bye. You know, if we were going into the playoffs, I get that first round bye. I don't know if it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't know. It's fun. If you're not sure what we're talking about, me and Chris are in the same fantasy football league. We're not playing each other this week. We did that a few weeks ago. I think we split our regular season games.
Yeah.
So we're actually tied for division lead.
Yep.
But it is Thanksgiving, and you can call and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Found a post that somebody had actually posted on the Free Talk Live website because there is Reddit integration. And it's a post that I originally thought was from 2011. Apparently, it's actually from 2004 that was republished on the Cato website in 2011, written by David Bowes, titled Things to be Thankful For. And again, he's saying in the United States compared to modern day United States, compared to most of human history and most of the rest of the world, again, at the time he was writing this in 2004, here are some things to be thankful for and things that we might take for granted here in the United States. And again, we're just showing how outdated some of this is. I realize in the grand scheme of things, 13 years is not that long of a time, but when freedoms have been stripped away and other things, yeah, 13 years is kind of a long time.
Well, and we're talking about since 2004, and it reminds me that that's 16 years of constant, sustained war in the Middle East.
Yep.
With the U.S. involved, as not like as a proxy war player, but we've got boots on the ground. We've had boots on the ground for 16 years.
Oh, which, no, the troops that are there now, they're there in advisory roles. The president said so.
Yeah. What that tells me is for
advisors.
I
advisors don't wear boots. They wear shiny shoes.
Yeah, I think of it as hundreds of thousands of U.S. soldiers that for the first time in longer than we can remember have done repeated tours in combat zones. And I do some work with, I'm involved in veterans organizations and things like that, and I'm telling you that PTSD coming out of the Gulf and everything that's gone on makes Vietnam pale, it makes World War II pale, it makes World War I pale. It has really devastated a generation, and it's sad.
We mentioned the drone strikes earlier because, again, David Bowes says that we should be thankful for the rule of law and then makes the claim that no man's life or property can be taken at the whim of a ruler, and again, that's just not true.
Not anymore.
And I would dare say even not in 2004, it just wasn't widely known
that it
was happening.
Right. It wasn't making the newspapers.
But I've read stories about suicide rates of former drone operators is higher than the suicide rate for average retired military, which is still like 22 a day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely horrible what is happening.
Yep.
He then mentions equality broadly and specifically equality for women. Throughout much of human history, women were the property of their fathers or their husbands. They were often barred from owning property, testifying in court, signing contracts, or participating in government. Equality for women took longer than equality for men, but today in America and other civilized parts of the world, women have the same legal rights as men.
Yeah, not... this has definitely slid in some cultures, or at least it's become apparent in some cultures. You know, in a lot of Islamic countries, women do not have all of the rights that the man has. And we talk about Bitcoin a lot on this show and cryptocurrencies and how for a lot of women, the ability to own cryptocurrency is sort of like the first time they have that opportunity to be banking.
Yeah, to control their own
finances. Control their own money. So, you know, and that's absolutely by no means not every Islamic country or every right. Islamic society. But as our friend Will Coley likes to point out, those that are more heavily controlled by governments, where that is really what is dictating law, sort of the theocracy combining
right.
the religion with the state.
Now, I would dare say that there are some people that claim to be Christian that if they could set up a theocracy of their own, women would be barred from being able to file for divorce.
it's very much The Handmaid's Tale, and if anyone has ever read the book or happened to catch the show on Hulu, it's an interesting story, and it just kind of shows you where when religion and politics collide, that there can be all sorts of consequences that may not appear apparent before it does.
And since you mentioned religion, I'll skip down to freedom of religion. He says church and state have been bound together since time immemorial. The state claimed divine sanction. The church got money and power. The combination left little room for freedom. As late as the 17th century, Europe was racked by religious wars. England, Sweden, and other countries still have an established church, though their citizens are free to worship elsewhere. Many people used to think that a country could only survive if everyone worshipped the one true God in the one true way. The American founders established religious freedom.
Yeah, and what they did was they banned the existence of a state, an official state religion.
Right, and I take a little bit of issue here with the American founders established. It seems to imply that they were the first people to ever think of the concept
right.
of religious freedom. But if you've studied Rome at all, you mm-hmm. know that they had religious freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, you could argue that there was a long period of time with the rise of the Catholic Church and the rise of the Church of England that idea had been lost for some time. And it did really intend to bring that back. But I will say also that, you know, here in the United States, there are certain groups that one could argue may be persecuted by our government. And again, we go back to Islam, where during the Gulf War and in Bush 1's term, you know, this is not about religion. This is about people attacking us. Well, the people that are attacking us are Muslim, and we're going to Muslim countries, and that's where we're bombing democracy into them, I guess. That was the theory. We were going to take out all the bad guys and just leave the good Muslims behind.
Right,
but bombs are not quite that indiscriminate.
I want to point out that, you know, a lot of the, you know, quote-unquote Muslim countries were as Muslim as the United States is a Christian country, to where, you know, they may be Muslim in name. I know a lot of people that are, quote-unquote, Catholic because their parents were Catholic and
right.
they went to a Catholic church that one time and got baptized by the priest. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they actually are.
Right.
And then what about the guy that shot up the Sikh temple because, oh, well, they're wearing turbans, and turban, that means Muslims.
That means Muslims, right?
No.
No.
No. No, it doesn't. This is sorry. Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the article from David Bowes over at Cato. Again, originally written in 2004, and it's kind of interesting sort of looking at this as, like, as you said, Chris, a historical piece.
Right.
Because this is 13 years ago, and my, oh my, how things have changed. Now, again, we'll get back into that in just a moment. But with, lots of things, maybe you want to start your own sort of historical document of sorts by making a website or a blog, but you've not actually done it yet. Well, here's your chance. HostGator is one of the top host companies out there, and they have a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator also offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day per week over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL. Again, the article from Cato, written by David Bowes back in 2004, of things to be thankful for in the United States. At the time, what was modern day, and again, we're pointing out how some of the things that he writes here, either they weren't happening in 2004, or we just didn't know that they were happening. He mentions the first thing here, rule of law, how no longer did somebody have to worry that some ruler would just take their life or property, but, well, nope. There are things like eminent domain, asset forfeitures, the presidential kill list, to where, we think that you may have done something bad or you might be possibly wanting to do something bad at some point in the time. We're never actually going to charge you because we don't have any evidence, but we just think it. So here's a drone for you.
It was almost like, and in the case of Al-Wahari, am I getting his name wrong?
Now you've got me questioning.
Yeah, that's okay. But the long and the short of it was, he was a propagandist.
Anwar al-Awlaki.
Yes, thank you. He was a propagandist. He wrote, he recruited for Al-Qaeda. He did everything he could to get lots of people fired up and to join the cause. And it just goes to sort of freedom of speech. You're allowed to say things that others may find repugnant. Now, the Supreme Court has come down on things like, can you really say fire in a crowded theater and things like that. There have been Supreme Court cases that address those restrictions, but in the end, this guy never picked up a gun. He never launched a missile. He never blew up a building. He recruited.
Right, but what horrible thing did his 16-year-old son and his 8-year-old daughter do?
His 16-year-old son made the horrible mistake of going and looking for his father. That's what he did. He was out in the desert trying to find where his father had ended up. And they saw that convoy, and guess what? They drone-bombed it. His daughter, I don't know that case.
She made the mistake of being the daughter of someone that was drone-bombed by the U.S. military because he was a bad man.
Gotcha.
That was her crime.
Right.
She was the daughter of someone that was drone-bombed by the U.S. military.
Yeah. So one could argue that, like, in a if you're playing a video game and you want to really terrorize the other team and get them to change their way of doing battle, yes, taking out their family's fine. But in America, we are supposed to have these protections. We are supposed to be protected through our Constitution. And it's another example of that either failing to put any restraint on the government, or it was never designed to do what we have been taught that it was supposed to do.
Continuing on, David Bowes says we should be thankful for self-government. The Declaration of Independence proclaims that governments are instituted to secure the rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that those governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Early governments were often formed in the conquest of one people by another, and the right of the rulers to rule was arbitrated to God's will and passed along from father to son. In a few places, Athens, Rome, medieval Germany, there were fitful attempts to create a democratic government. Now, after America's example, we take it for granted in civilized countries that governments stand or fall on popular consent.
Okay, my only thought on this is, and this was definitely in place in 2004, but 2000, it probably isn't as powerful as it is now, and I believe we live under an oligarchy. I do believe that the wealthy and the most powerful people, the wealthiest and most powerful people in our country, have been able to play the political game in such a way to benefit them so much that they are almost without limit in their power over us. So when you read these insane things of, you know, something else benefiting the wealthiest people, or you find out that, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase gets found guilty of fraud again for, you know,
taking
hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars from regular citizens, and then gets a slap on the wrist fine of maybe $2 billion or $5 billion. That to them is the cost of doing business.
Right, but who did that money go to? It didn't go to the people that they took money from.
No.
That money went to the federal government.
Right, it goes to the federal government, which just means that wealth will be distributed somewhere else as they see fit. So
yeah.
When I think about self-governance, I feel that we have lost that we no longer have a system of checks and balances and any representation like we may have had in the past.
Well, and I take issue here with consent of the government. How do I express my dissent?
Right.
Other than the American types would say,
you don't love it, leave it.
Love it or leave it.
Right.
But yet when, you know, Burger King tried to move their corporate headquarters to some other country for taxing purposes, those same people said, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. Well, wait a second. I thought you said if you don't love it, leave it. They tried to leave it, and now you're saying they can't leave it.
They can't leave it.
But then there's the claim that, well, the fact that you exist in a part of the world that a government claims jurisdiction over is your consent. Because, well, just go somewhere else then.
Unless you have taxes, then the IRS won't let you leave.
What do you think? How do I express my dissent with the government? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here in studio tonight on this Thanksgiving is Daryl.
And Chris.
And you can watch us online if you're into that sort of thing. You can head over to youtube.freetalklive.com. Watch the studio cam. There's chat room built in, you know, because YouTube has chat rooms built in. You can chat with other listeners and lurkers. YouTube.freetalklive.com. We're going over an article from 2004 from David Bowes that was republished on the Cato website in 2011 of things that at the time he said we should be thankful for in the United States. First off, rule of law, then equality, equality for women, specifically self-government, already touched on freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and property and contract are the next two things that he has listed here. For freedom of speech, he says, in a world of Michael Moore and Coulter and cable pornography, it's hard to imagine just how new and rare free speech is. Lots of people died for the right to say what they believed. In China and Africa and much of the Arab world, they still do. Fortunately, we realize that while free speech may irritate each of us at some point, we're all better off for it.
I'm not sure everyone would agree that we're all better off for it. I know there's still a lot of calls and calls for restriction on speech. I think that I've seen it more prevalently since the 2016 election.
Yep.
When we sort of divided the country sort of divided itself between Trumpism, nationalism, and
socialism. Horrible. Well, yeah. No, there's really, you know, there's multiple sides, but the three big sides are the white nationalist / alt-right that are kind of lumping themselves together. The people calling themselves Antifa that seem to be more communist and socialist. And then the people that are saying, you're both just awful.
See, I see those two, as you describe them, as being so fringe. The Antifa folks, I think, are so fringe. I think that the alt-right is vastly overblown. I don't think they have near the numbers that most people attribute them with. What I do see is a general tendency in people, if you're on the right and you've got a Republican president, to sort of mimic him and his words. So, you know, when I see ordinary people say, you know, we got to build that wall. Really, where were you 5 years ago? Were you screaming for a wall to be built? Now, some of them were.
Right.
But most of them weren't.
Right.
Know?
And again, the thing that I said was more a caricature of if you listen to the mainstream media.
No, okay, then I understand your point.
You know, they're trying to say, you've got Antifa, which is a group of socialist and communists calling themselves something opposed to fascism, which if you read Bastiat, you know that fascism, communism, and socialism are all three leaves of the same branch.
And they practice fascism.
But and then you've got, you know, the alt-right, or, you know, some form of conservative national something another.
They're very, very much characterized as white nationalists.
And a lot of them, you know, are shouting for an ethno-state, which you can't have an ethno-state without a state and nationalism, and they're white,
right.
So white nationalist fits them.
Right.
But, yeah, again, that's the fringe, but the media tries to paint it as those are the two big giant groups. No.
No.
The vast majority of people are looking at it, yeah, you're both awful.
Yeah.
Although there are some people that are like, well, that side's more awful than this side, so I'm tacitly supporting this side.
Very true.
And then you've also got the culture justice warriors against the social justice warriors.
Yes, and that to me is the class, that's where we've ended up, where it used to be progressive ideals versus conservative ideals. Those were the two big lines of thought in the country. Now it is very much, I've not heard the phrase culture justice warriors, but that is very much where conservatism has ended up, and it's just I hate to see half of the country pitted against their neighbors, and that's where it's at. It's just fomented into this mess.
And continuing on, he says, property and contract. We owe our unprecedented standard of living to the capitalist freedoms of private property and free markets. Well, that's a contradiction, because you can't have capitalism without a state. The original definition of the word capitalism was a regulated economy where the means of production was privately held.
Right, and this is where you tend to get a little pedantic, and most people don't think of that way. I have no doubt that you're absolutely accurate.
Right, and you know,
but people will.
A lot of people, like yourself, will say, well, no, you need to distinguish between crony capitalism and free market capitalism.
Right, or laissez-faire. So I think when people use the term capitalism on left and right, you know, what they're
thinking of the, well, we have to give this group a bailout and that group a bailout and eminent domain and protections for Keystone XL, to where their pipeline just burst open and they're not going to wind up being held accountable because capitalism.
Right. But the reality is that kind of stuff, crony capitalism, occurs under left and right, under Republican and Democrat all the time. The real question here is, do you have a organized, centrally planned economy, or do you practice free market economics and laissez-faire? And basically the idea is government has no role. No role. Let me repeat that. No role in business as it's transacted between two actors. I mean, their goal is to come up with something that's beneficial to both of them, where everybody wins. And once you introduce government into that, then those two sides don't win. Government wins.
Continuing on, he says, when people are able to own property and make contracts, they create wealth. Free markets and the legal institutions to enforce contracts make possible vast economic undertakings, from the design and construction of an airplane to worldwide computer networks and ATM systems. But to appreciate the benefit of free markets, we don't have to marvel at skyscrapers while listening to MP3 players. David. We just have to give thanks for enough food to live on, central heating, and the medical care that has lowered the infant mortality rate from about 20% to less than 1.
Yeah. So some viable points in there, but again, I don't feel like I have lived in a free market society in my life.
I don't know if any living human has lived in a free market society.
And you know, I'm about as old as like any living human, right, Daryl?
Not what I was saying at all. But really, I'm just pointing out that, you know, just because it's not been in your life, and
right,
hell, I can't think of any dead human that lived in a truly free market society.
Yeah, not that I could name, but I'm sure there have been definitely groups of people clumped together that practice free market economics.
Okay, maybe Ugg, the guy that created the will and showed it to his brother, you know, like Thork.
No, but that is one of the first things that's usually sacrificed when a government becomes organized is, okay, well, somebody's going to have to pay for all this, guys, so everybody needs to chip in to help pay for the sheriff that we have in our little town.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Darren calling in from New Mexico. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, go ahead. Is this not Darren? Hold on. Well, I thought I hit hold. We lost whoever that was.
Dang it.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome on this Thanksgiving night episode of Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, real quick, something that you are thankful for.
Oh, you put me on the spot.
I did put you on the spot.
I've listed a few things, family, friends, where I'm at, where I live, the people I surround myself with. I'm also going to say our callers. They never get a shout out, and there are some that get on my nerves a little bit, but overall, I love hearing from people. So if you're watching, if you're listening, call in. We'd like to hear from you.
I'm thankful for my pillow because it's an amazing pillow.
Of course.
And Mark Edge, who's another one of the hosts of the show, he just headed south for the winter like a bird of some sort, and he left his pillow at home, and I had to ship that to him because it's such an amazing pillow.
I'm not going
to
go without it.
And, yes, talking about the My Pillow, if you don't have one, you can try it risk-free for 60 days. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for going on 2 years. It's amazing. Again, it's the best pillow I've ever used. I know Mark loves it because he had me pay to ship it to him.
That's too funny.
And I think Ian left his at a campground a couple of years ago because he took it camping. Luckily, he was able to get it returned. And, you know, with the normal pillow, after a while, it starts getting dirty, dead skin on it. Well, with the MyPillow, you can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, get it clean, and it's still usable as something other than kindling for a fire. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, for some reason, you get your money back. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. MyPillow.com, code FTL. WTL. Let's go to the phones. I believe this is Sarah calling in from Albuquerque.
Hello?
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello?
Can you hear us? Yep, we can hear you, Sarah.
Hello?
But yes,
no, she can hear us.
We can hear you. I don't think you can hear us, though. So I am going to put you back on hold and see if the board op can figure out what's going on. I don't know if that's on our end or on hers. But in the meantime, Chris, you've got a story from Reason.com. John Stossel has something that he is thankful for.
Yes, John Stossel says we should be thankful for property rights on Thanksgiving Day. Ready for Thanksgiving? Before you eat that turkey, I hope you think about why America has turkeys for you to eat. Most people don't know. Everyone's heard about that first Thanksgiving feast, pilgrims and Indians sharing the harvest. We like the drawings of it we saw in school books. Shared bounty. Few people know that before that first feast, the pilgrims nearly starved. They almost starved because they acted the way some Bernie Sanders fans wanted people to act. They farmed collectively. And that is one of those things that's kind of been lost in history. It's certainly been lost in the history classes I had.
Right. And it wasn't just the pilgrims in Plymouth. It was also the original settlers in Jamestown, which, again, is a place that seems to have been forgotten.
Yep.
Even though Jamestown, first permanent British settlement in the New World, settled 14 years before the pilgrims came over and landed on Plymouth Rock.
Yep.
But it just sort of gets glossed over. Everybody wants to talk about the first Thanksgiving that the pilgrims had while forgetting that there was a Thanksgiving feast in Jamestown.
Yep.
There was a Thanksgiving feast in St. Augustine in the late 1500s.
Yeah.
Everybody forgets about that one because, those were Spaniards.
Well, and particularly the Thanksgiving that we know was more successfully marketed. They kind of had this great vision of the Indians and the pilgrims coming together feastfully, but the fact remains, the pilgrims almost starved because they acted the way that socialism talks about, and that is to farm collectively. Communal farming creates what economists call, quote, the tragedy of the commons, unquote. Think about what happens if a bunch of ranchers hold land in common. Everybody brings cattle to graze. While that sounds nice, it all means every rancher has an incentive to bring lots of cattle to the pasture. They bring cow after cow until the pasture is overgrazed and destroyed.
Oh, so kind of like some of the federal lands out there in the West, to where anybody that has grazing rights can use this, but yet nobody really owns it, so everybody just, you know, has their cattle go out there. And
there's a lot of BLM land, at least in Oregon, near where I grew up, that have been overgrazed so badly that it is, I can't remember what class they called it, like class 5 land, that, you know, the designation means it has no commercial viability whatsoever. Yeah. There's no reason to own it.
There are also things, not necessarily tragedy of the commons, but in some way it kind of is, where certain fishing quotas lead to overfishing.
Sure.
Because, well, as long as what you bring to the dock is the right amount, well, just catch whatever you can and then throw out all of the things that aren't your tuna before you get to the dock.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter that they all died waiting 3 days for you to throw them back.
Stossel continues, I assembled a group of people, put coins on the floor in front of them, and said, quote, I'll give you $1 for each coin you pick up. But if you leave them down there for 1 minute, I'll give you $2 per coin and then $3. Each minute the coins increase in value by $1. If the group waited, they'd make more money. But did they wait? No.
This sounds more like an instant gratification thing of, I'll give you one marshmallow now or two marshmallows in 15 minutes.
He brings it back around. As soon as I said go, everyone frantically grabbed for coins. No one wanted to wait because someone else would have gotten the money. Collective action makes people more greedy and short-sighted, not less. And that's back to property rights and the tragedy of the commons.
Right. So going back to the marshmallow thing, if they would have done that of, if everybody in the class waits 15 minutes,
right,
you get two marshmallows. But if anybody gets one now, then you only ever get one marshmallow.
Yeah, and it really doesn't work. And, you know, we saw this during the time of the Pilgrims where they were doing collective farming. No one had a vested interest in getting the most out of something. If they work three times as hard, they're still going to get the same amount of food. Their percentage of the haul, and that's it.
Right.
We see it in Russia. The Russian famines that were wrought on those people by a political system, by socialism and communism, killed millions and millions of people. That's direct deaths tied to a political system, an economic system that's failed. It's tragic.
Yeah. And also Venezuela, which we've talked about a lot on this show. There's more to this article. The link will be put up on the Facebook and the Twitter. Let's go to the phones. We've got someone calling themselves Bo Diddley calling in from South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Howdy, y'all. I really appreciate that Thanksgiving story there. That's real nice. The reason I'm calling, I hate to interrupt, change the subject, but I was speaking with a Marine friend of mine yesterday. He's an Iraq veteran, and you know, he's always smoked copious amounts of marijuana with me and others, and you know, it was never a problem. But here recently, he tells me the VA says they will not see him anymore unless he quits using cannabis and is able to pass their drug screen. This seems to be some sort of new thing. I'm not sure if it's from Trump or the VA himself or what exactly is going on here, and he ain't either. I was wondering if anybody else might have heard anything about this.
I have not heard that, but that's interesting. I don't know if they've implemented that as an administrative rule that would be grounds to deny a veteran access to care. I don't want to get too personal. Is he seeking help for PTSD or physical issues or?
Well, you know, part of the country we're from, this part of South Carolina, it's real poor. So you got a lot of post-traumatic stress where you can turn 15 around here. So we all started doing it at a young age. And, you know, he was doing it before he went in.
And now I am seeing something from the VA dated October 2nd about what veterans need to know about marijuana, Bo. Unfortunately, not time to dig into that. Call in earlier tomorrow because we're live all 7 nights of the week and always online at freetalklive.com. Happy Thanksgiving.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.